Good morning. I would like to call the opening of the bids meeting to order. The first order of business, letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the State of Louisiana, from the Advocate Official Journal for the State of Louisiana, and from the respective parish journals as evidence that tract numbers 43542 through 43645 have been advertised in accordance with and under the provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30, the Revised Statute of 1950 as amended. There were no letters of protest for today's sale, and no tract will be recommended to be withdrawn from today's sale, and we can proceed with the opening of the bids.
Receive any bids on tracks 43542 through 43546. We did receive one bid on track 43547, advertised as 1,066.23 acres. The bid is for the entire tract, and the bidder is Angel and Donahue Oil and Gas Properties Inc. Angel and Donahue Oil and Gas Properties Inc. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $435,160.45. $435,160.45. Or a per acre value of $408.13. And your rentals are $217,580.23. $217,580.23. Royalties are 26%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43548 through 43557. We did receive one bid on track 43558, advertised as 543.94 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Harold J. Anderson, Inc. Harold J. Anderson, Inc. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $165,901.70. $165,901.70. Or a per acre value of $305. Annual rentals are $82,950.85. $82,950.85. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43559 through 43574. We did receive one bid. I'm sorry, we received two bids on track 43575, advertised as 785.77 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 142 acres. The bidder is Harold J. Anderson, Inc. Harold J. Anderson, Inc. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $40,044. $40,044. Or a per acre value of $282. Annual rentals are $20,022. $20,022. Royalties are 23%. The second bid on track 43575 is for a portion containing 43 acres. The bidder is Success Energy LLC. Success Energy LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $7,525. $7,525, or a per acre value of $175. Annual rentals are $3,762.50. $3,762.50. Royalties are 22%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 4, 3, 5, 7, 6, or 4, 3, 5, 7, 7. We did receive two bids on track 4, 3, 5, 7, 8, advertised as 2,001.44 acres. The first bid is for a portion bid containing 197.57 acres. 197.57 acres. The bidder is Harold J. Anderson, Inc. Harold J. Anderson, Inc. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $49,392.50. $49,392.50, or a per acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $24,696.25. $24,696.25. Royalties are 23%. The second bid on track 4, 3, 5, 7, 8 is for a portion containing 276.17 acres. 276.17 acres. The bidder is Harold J. Anderson, Inc. Harold J. Anderson, Inc. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $154,655.20. $154,655.20, or a per acre value of $560. Annual rentals are $77,327.60. $77,327.60. Royalties are 23%. We received two bids on track 4, 3, 5, 7, 9, advertised as 1,999.2 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 214.68 acres. 214.68 acres. The bidder is Harold J. Anderson, Inc. Harold J. Anderson, Inc. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $120,220.80. $120,220.80, or a per acre value of $560. Annual rentals are $60,110.40. $60,110.40. Royalties are 23%. The second bid on track 4, 3, 5, 7, 9 is for a portion containing 112.21 acres. 112.21 acres. The bidder is Harold J. Anderson, Inc. Harold J. Anderson, Inc. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $28,052.50. $28,052.50, or a per acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $14,026.25. $14,026.25. Royalties are 23%. We did not receive any bids on traps 435-80 through 435-84. We did receive one bid on trap 435-85, advertised as 2,039 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Carrie Sue Energy, Inc. Carrie Sue Energy, Inc. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $611,700. $611,700, or a per acre value of $300. And your rentals are $305,850. $305,850. Royalties are 22%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 435-86 through 435-89. We did receive one bid on track 435-90, advertised as 158 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bid form reads, the bid is for the entire track, and the bid acreage is 20 acres. The bidder is Duncan Oil Partners, LLC. Duncan Oil Partners, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $6,740. $6,740, or a per acre value of $337. Annual rentals are $3,370. $3,370. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 435-91. We did receive one bid on track 435-92, advertised as 59 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Mosaic Resources Company. Mosaic Resources Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $15,930. $15,930, or a per acre value of $270. Annual rentals are $7,965. $7,965. Royalties are 24%.
Let's say 158, and you have 20 on this one.
Receive any bids on tracks 435-93. We did receive two bids on tracks 435-94, advertised as 2,498 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 189 acres. The bidder is Castech Energy Partners, LP. Castech Energy Partners, LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $37,989. $37,989, or a per acre value of $201. Annual rentals are $18,994.50. $18,994.50. Royalties are 22.5%. The second bid on track 43594 is for a portion containing 306 acres. The bidder is Castech Energy Partners, LP. Castech Energy Partners, LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $92,106. $92,106. Or a per acre value of $301. Annual rentals are $46,053. $46,053. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on track 43595. We did receive one bid on track 43596, advertised as 733 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 10 acres. The bidder is Tri-C Resources, LLC. Tri-C Resources, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $4,010. $4,010. Or a per acre value of $401. Annual rentals are $2,005. $2,005. Royalties are 22.5%. We received two bids on track 43597, advertised as 388 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 88 acres. The bidder is Tri-C Resources, LLC. Tri-C Resources, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $163,504. $163,504. Or a per acre value of $1,858. Annual rentals are $81,752. $81,752. Royalties are 22.5%. The second bid on track 43597 is for a portion containing 90 acres. The bidder is Tri-C Resources, LLC. Tri-C Resources, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $36,090. $36,090. Or a per acre value of $401. Annual rentals are $18,045. $18,045. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43598 through 43601. We did receive one bid on track 43602, advertised as 114 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Elysium Jennings, LLC. Elysium Jennings, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $29,070. $29,070, or a per acre value of $255. Annual rentals are $14,535. $14,535. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43603 through 43605. We did receive one bid on track 43606, advertised as 1,012.5 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 193 acres. The bidder is Harold J. Anderson, Inc. Harold J. Anderson, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $98,430. $98,430. Or a per acre value of $510. Annual rentals are $49,215. $49,215. Royalties are 23%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43607 through 43609. We did receive one bid on track 43610, advertised as 4.189 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Rela Terry, LLC. Rela Terry, LLC. Once again, it's Rela Terry, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,679.80. $1,679.80, or a per acre value of $401. Annual rentals are $839.90. $839.90. Royalties are 23%. We did not receive any bids on track 43611. We did receive one bid on track 43612, advertised as 2,334 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 860 acres. The bidder is Harold J. Anderson, Inc. Harold J. Anderson, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $438,600. $438,600. Or a per acre value of $510. Annual rentals are $219,300. $219,300. royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43613 through 43630. We did receive one bid on track 43631, advertises 2,281 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 176 acres. 176 acres. The bidder is Harold J. Anderson, Inc. Harold J. Anderson, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $92,400. $92,400, or a per acre value of $525. Annual rentals are $46,200. $46,200. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 436 through 2 through 43636. We did receive one bid on track 43637, advertised as 1,351.43 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 212.41 acres. 212.41 acres. The bidder is Lobo Operating, Inc. Lobo Operating, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $74,343.50. $74,343.50, or a per acre value of $350. Annual rentals are $37,171.75. $37,171.75. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43638 through 43641. We did receive one bid on track 43642, advertised as 2.11 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Duncan Oil Partners, LLC. Duncan Oil Partners, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $6,060. $6,060, or a per acre value of $303. Annual rentals are $3,030. $3,030. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43643. We did receive one bid on track 43644, advertised as 20 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Duncan Oil Partners, LLC. Duncan Oil Partners, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $639.33. $639.33. $1,000.33, or a per acre value of $303. And the rentals are $320. $320. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on track 43645, and that will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
We'll begin with our roll call. Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Bruyette,
here.
Mr. Schutz,
here.
Mr. Cordero, Mr. Lambert, Mr. Martin, Mr. Sanders, Mr. Klein, Mr. Graves. We have a quorum. I hereby convene the Lease Review Committee meeting. I designate Mr. Talbert and Mr. Bradbury to present the agenda.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Chairman Smith, members of the board, I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. All the board members should have a binder containing information related to this agenda. Let's start with how many active leases there are. 1,827 active leases covering nearly 777,000 acres. The GME staff reviewed since the last board meeting some 182 leases covering approximately 69,000 acres. Another 182, there are seven uses to discuss in more detail today. Let's begin with Eloy Bay and Half Moon Lake Fields, state leases 2220, state lease 2221, state lease 4039, and state lease 4147. Cox Operating is our lessee. Committee last reviewed these leases on November 14, 2012. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept Cox Operating LLC's report and grant Cox until October 9, 2013 to provide an update of field development activities affecting these leases. By letter dated October 9, 2013, Cox reported that they were able to resume work in the field post-Hurricane Isaac that included rig work on three wells on State Lease 2220 and flow line repairs on three other wells, resulting in the addition of approximately 79 barrels per day of production. Cox also has undertaken a $3 million overhaul of the State Lease 2221 facilities to increase capacity, which would allow for additional wells to be brought in production. During 2013, Cox was able to further increase production on their 2012 new drill, State Lease 4039 number 13 re-entry, to an average rate of 124 barrels per day, an increase of 44 barrels per day. Cox has contracted with a third party to assist their in-house technical staff in evaluating and identifying additional opportunities on the leases. Meanwhile, Cox continues its ongoing program to analyze and service inactive well bores and has spent $800,000 in servicing over 64% of the inactive well bores in the Eloy Half Moon Lake Field. Daily production has increased from 1,047 barrels per day in 2012 to 1,083 barrels per day in 2013. Staff recommends accepting Cox's report and that they be granted until October 9, 2014 to provide an update of field development affecting these leases. Moving on to State Lease 799, Grand Isle Block 16, Energy 21 is our lessee. The committee has reviewed this lease on July 10, 2013. The board adopted the committee's recommendation that Energy 21 schedule a meeting with the staff by October 9, 2013 to discuss their plan of development for the undeveloped acreage on this lease. on October 1st, 2013. Representatives of Energy 21 made a presentation to the staff to address concerns of undeveloped acreage in the lease. Their presentation began with a summary of their current activities in the shallow oil plays, which are located on the eastern side of the Grand Isle Block 16 Salt Dome and constitutes the bulk of their production and reserves. Energy 21 also reported on their current gas well activity in the K-Sand series located on the far north flank of the salt dome. Energy 21 discussed possible new leads from the K-Sand down through the Sibbecies 32 sands. The most intriguing of the meeting was their presentation of their deep gas prospects in Tuscaloosa, involving the acquisition of several thousand acres of state acreage to be acquired at the October 9, 2013 resale, offsetting Statement 799. The staff is happy to report that the Energy 21 did follow through with their state acreage acquisition by leasing approximately 11,800 acres with a total bonus payment of $2.25 million at the October 9, 2013 resale. Staff recommends accepting the Energy 21 report on this lease, and if they provide a status update by November 9, 2014, on their progress in developing acreage on State Lease 789 in conjunction with the newly acquired state leases. Moving on to State Lease 1217, Beta Shane Field, Swift Energy Operating Reserve SC. The committee has reviewed this lease on October 9, 2013. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to defer action until November 13, 2013. By letter dated October 22, 2013, Swift reported that they had drilled and completed the BDC UA number 139 well in March 2013 in the A17 sand with a test of approximately 5.5 million cubic feet a day. This well serves to meet a prior state mineral and energy board obligation to drill a new well affecting the undeveloped portion of this lease. Swift also reported that a new geoscience and reservoir engineering team has been recently assigned to the Beta Shane field to evaluate opportunities in the field. Also, Swift continues to evaluate the viability of a deep subsalt play over the Lake Washington and Beta Shane fields. Staff recommends accepting Swift's report on this lease, and they provide a status update on development activities on this lease by May 14, 2014. And lastly, State Lease 2620, Lake Pelto Field, Apache Corporation, and Castex Energy Partners or LSEs. The committee last reviewed this lease on October 9, 2013. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to defer action until November 13, 2013. By letter dated October 8, 2013, Apache reported activity on two wells in 2013, including a recompletion and a workover affecting State Lease 2620. It's also reported that Apache has finished their preliminary evaluation of wells suitable for workovers, gas lift, and recompletions. However, Apache reported they have encountered two problems in the field, resulting in delayed activity. Number one, wells requiring dredging to access, and secondly, their saltwater disposal system is at capacity. Apache has applied for dredging permits and are awaiting approval. They are also awaiting a permit to convert the 2620 number 8 well to a saltwater disposal well to increase capacity. State recommends accepting Apache's report on this lease, and they provide a status update on development activities on this lease by May 14, 2014. Are there any questions?
Sanders.
Yes, sir.
Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you.
Checking back on SL-799, I'm interested in the location of the 21 lease dealing with the development of the deep gas prospects in the Tuscaloosa. Where is that located specifically?
Well, Yes, sir. That's in Grand Isle Block 16. Energy 21 met with the staff and showed us the acreage that they're interested in drilling some deep gas plays. And one being is Tuscaloosa Play. And those new leases they acquire wrap around State Lease 799. So what we're hoping that when they do get around to possibly drilling these deep prospects, it will affect 799 and that acreage is productive.
I'm just trying to get it in my head on the map exactly, just approximately where this leasing is occurring that we were trying to get them to develop.
Yes, sir. I'd be happy to show you a map. If you'd like, I'd put out a map and bring it and show it to you.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Is there any other questions? Force majeure, there's no updates to the force majeure agenda.
Thank you very much. Are there any other questions or comments from the board?
Make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Sanders, second, please.
Are there any public comments at this time? I have a motion from Mr. Arnold, a second from Mr. Sanders. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting.
Move, Sanders.
Second.
I have a motion from Mr. Sanders, a second from Mr. Cordero. That motion carries. The lease review committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
I'd like to call the order of the nomination tract evaluation committee meeting. At this time, we have a roll call. Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Bouillon,
here.
Mr. Hughes,
here.
Mr. Lambert, Mr. Morton, Mr. Sanders, Mr. Smith, Mr. Klein. We have a quorum. Good morning, Ms. Fontenot, and I designate Emil Fontenot as my designee to present the agenda items.
Good morning, Mr. Cordero, ladies and gentlemen. Previous approval by the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 104 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parishes where the lands are located for today's lease sale. 71 nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the January 8, 2014 lease sale are pending approval by the board for advertising. The staff recommends that they be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the January 8, 2014 lease sale.
Thank you. I need a motion and second, please. Motion is true, second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment on this item? Any comment from the committee? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Motion second to adjourn this committee. Motion by Mr. Schultz, second by Mr. Smith. The committee is adjourned. Thank you, Mr. Fontenot. You, sir.
I'd like to take a vote for the audit committee. Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Schultz?
Here.
Mr. Bouillon?
Here.
With myself, we do have a quorum. Good morning, Rachel. How are you doing?
Good morning. Very well.
I'd like to appoint you as my designee to present the agenda.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Item number one is an additional request on the recruitment from Gulf Production Company Incorporated that was approved by the board on August 14, 2013. The board approved a recruitment for Gulf Production Incorporated for an overpayment in the amount of $38,118.90 from future royalties. They have since requested repayment in the form of a check. Due to the small amount a company pays in royalties each month, Gulf Production Company Incorporated will require months to recoup the amount and has requested payment in the form of a check instead. Staff recommends approving this request.
Thank you. You've heard staff's report and recommendation. Is there any comments from the committee? Any comments, questions from the public? Is there a motion to approve the recommendation?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Smith. Is anyone opposed? Hear none opposed. The motion carries. Item two.
Item number two is a recruitment request from Contango Operators Incorporated for an overpayment of $25,714.33. State lease number involved is 11266. For February 2013, Contango paid oil royalties based on incorrect volumes. Staff has verified the corrected volumes and values and recommends funds that Contango Operators Incorporated be allowed to recoup this amount from future royalties.
You've heard the staff report and recommendations. Any questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Do you have a motion to
accept?
Move by Mr. Sands to accept staff recommendation, second by Mr. Smith. Is there anyone opposed? Hearing none opposed, the motion carries. Thank you. Item 3.
Item number 3 is a recruitment request from Hillcore Energy Company for an overpayment of $56,927.75. The new code involved is 530853. For January 2010, Hillcore paid oil royalties on the above blue, for which the state has no interest. Staff has verified the incorrect payment and recommends that Hillcourt be allowed to recoup this amount from future royalties.
Thank you, Mr. Hoon. I heard staff's report and recommendation. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public?
Move.
A motion to accept staff's recommendation by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Smith. Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you. Item 4.
Item number 4 is a request to place KCS Resources on demand for audit exceptions and unpaid royalties, which were the result of a limited scope pricing field audit of Haynesville Shale properties. The audit covered July 2009 through June 2010. KCS was billed a total of $69,527.41 on June 12, 2011 and September 15, 2011, followed by a pre-demand on January 24, 2012. During this time, staff was in contact with KCS trying to resolve the audit issues. Additional documentation provided allowed for a revision of $3,352.97, which was sent on April 9, 2013. A second notice was sent on May 29, 2013. A response was received on June 18th, but due to the lack of third-party documents, the preliminary exceptions remained. A pre-demand was issued on September 20, 2013 with a certified receipt. Although there have been several attempts by staff to resolve the outstanding audit issues, it has been difficult to get cooperation from the company's staff. The lack of attentiveness and desire to resolve this audit is evident. The Attorney General's Office is in agreement with this request.
I have one question. So the original audit was for $69,000. And it's been reduced to almost 95% to less than $4,000?
That's correct.
And they haven't paid that?
That's correct.
All right. I'd also like to welcome Mr. Lambert as a chair forum.
Morning, Mr. Lambert.
Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? I have a motion to accept staff's recommendation. Move by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Boulay. Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you. Item 5.
Item number 5 is the staff report to the committee that the election for November 2013 gas royalty is to be paid on a process basis at the Discovery Plant at LaRose and the C-11 plant at Henry per the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
Thank you, Ms. Newman. There's no further items on the agenda. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Ms.
Gray. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Call to order the Decent Title Controversy Committee. Roll call, please. Mr. Segura. Mr. Arnold. Bruyé.
Here.
Mr. Schutz.
Here.
Scudero.
Here.
Mr. Lambert.
Here.
Mr. Martin. Sanders present. Mr. Smith. Graves or Mr. Klein. We have a quorum. Desi. Mr. DeMille, you're going to report this morning, sir?
Yes, sir, I will.
Hey, Desi. Designate you to give us a report.
Thank you.
Mr. Heck, good to see you again, sponsor.
Thank you.
Item number 1 is a request for final approval of the following lease amendments by and between the State of Louisiana through the Louisiana State Mineral Energy Board, Apache Corporation, Castec Energy Partners LP, and CLNF Resources LP, wherein said parties desire to amend said leases to include a force majeure provision and other required clauses. Lease amendments are affecting State Lease Number 3184, and it's going to be on item 1330 today.
today's docket item is 1332. Another lease amendment is affecting State Lease 3586, and that is on item 1333. Lease amendment affecting State Lease 3909 as item 1334. Lease amendment affecting State Lease 2366 as item 1335. Lease amendment affecting State Lease number 2585 as item 1336, and lease amendment affecting State Lease 3185 as item 1337. Companies such as those mentioned above periodically update their records and find that the force majeure provision and other clauses in our current lease form are missing in older leases acquired from the state, such as with these state leases. It is to their advantage and their desire to include or amend their leases with the requested language. These items have been duly advertised and are on docket for final approval as items number 13-32, 13-33, 13-34, 13-35, 13-36, and 13-37. Staff has determined it to be in the best interest of the state to amend these state leases and recommend final approval of these lease amendments.
I make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you. Do I hear a second?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Schutz. Any public comment on this motion? Any board comment? Any question from the board? I have a question before we vote, or I'm going to do it later. Would you briefly tell us the advantages that the oil companies feel, the producers, by including this, to refresh my memory and illustrate the even-handedness with which we the board and the staff approach it? We sometimes be criticized by individuals that appear representing their clients or representing their companies. What is it that they want? What is the advantage?
Well, the advantage
before, but I want to place a
sure, point. Sure. The additional clauses makes things clear insofar as the day-to-day operations. For example, when reporting royalty, we've in the past asked for loop code numbers. With this additional language that we're requesting or they are requesting, also includes the serial number, and there's certain other provisions. There's the provision for the oil shut-in provision that's not in the oil leases, and as mentioned earlier, the incorporation of these clauses that makes it clear and neater for the day-to-day operations.
Thank you very much. We have a motion. Second, do I hear any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion is carried. Thank you, sir.
Item number two is a request for final approval of an operating agreement by and between the State Mineral and Energy Board and Clayton Williams Energy Inc. Excuse me, to create an operating track for the exploration and development of oil, gas, and or condensate and other liquid hydrocarbons, which proposal allocates to the state a state production interest equal to 23% before payout, increasing to 23.5% after payout, and into the operating track, covering a portion of a former state lease numbers 20500 and 20514. Said operating track containing approximately 57.519 acres, more or less, Jefferson Parish, Louisiana, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument on the docket as item 1338. At the August 14, 2013 meeting, the board authorized the staff to negotiate with Clayton Williams Energy for an operating agreement covering the above-mentioned leases within the 9400 Big TRB SUA unit. It was mentioned that ConocoPhillips contributed state lease number 20500 and 20514 to the unit, but subsequently inadvertently released those leases. This item has been duly advertised and is on the docket for final approval as item 1338. The staff has determined that the operating agreement is in the best interest of the state and recommends final approval.
Entertain a motion.
I make a motion for final approval and second recommendation.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Schutz. Is there any public comment on this matter? Any board comment on the matter? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Item number three is a request for final approval of a lease extension agreement by and between the State of Louisiana and Chevron USA Inc., McMoran Oil and Gas LLC, Energy 21 LLC, W.A. Tex Moncrief Jr., and Linda Moncrief, whereas said parties desire to extend the primary term of said leases an additional 3 years, affecting state lease numbers 20571, 20572, 20573, 20574, 20575, 20576, and state agency lease number 20811, situated in Cameron Parish, Louisiana, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument on the docket as item number 1339. At the August 14, 2013 meeting, the board approved amending the primary term from 3 years to 6 years on the aforementioned leases. As mentioned at the meeting, pursuant to the terms of that certain voluntary unit agreement in Little Pecan Lake Field between Chevron USA and the state, the primary term of these leases would be extended an additional 3 years if Chevron drill to a certain depth, which they have done. This item has been duly advertised and is on docket for final approval as item 1339. The staff has determined it to be in the best interest of the state to extend the aforementioned leases and recommends final approval.
Chair, I'll entertain a motion.
I move to accept staff's recommendation.
Morning, sir. Thank you.
Morning.
You'll hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, sir. Any public comment on the motion? Any board comment or question on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Motion carries. Thank you.
Item number four is a request for final approval of the following acts of correction, whereas said parties desire to amend, correct, and conform paragraph 60I, whereas said paragraph of state agency leases incorrectly read. Each semi-annual payment shall be at the rate of $25 in parentheses $50 per acre for the number of acres being covered by this lease, but no payment shall be less than $500 in parentheses $1,000. And is hereby being corrected to read each semi-annual payment shall be at the rate of $50 and in parentheses $50 per acre for the number of acres being covered by the lease, but no payment shall be less than $1,000 in parentheses $1,000, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument. Various acts of corrections pertain to the State of Louisiana and Texas Petroleum Investment Company for state agency lease number 21114, 21115, 21116, and 21265, and it's on the docket as item 1340. Another act of correction is between the state and Scarlarco LLC, if I can get that out, affecting state agency lease number 21026 as docket item 1341. Another act of correction is between the state and Texas Edwards Inc., affecting state agency lease 21231, 21232, 21233, 21234, and 21235 is in the docket as item 1342. Act of correction between the state and Pennington Oil and Gas Interest, affecting state lease numbers 21229 and 21230, and is on the docket as item 1343. Act of correction between the state and HEP Energy, affecting state agency lease numbers 21256, 21257, 21258, 21259, 21260, 21261, 21262, and 21263. And it is as item, docket item number 1341.
44, and finally for the act of collections for the state agency leases between the state and Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services affecting state agency lease number 21264, and it's on the docket as item 1345. Paragraph 60I is a standard shutting clause that provides, among other things, for a semi-annual shutting payment of $50 per acre for the number of acres then covered by the lease, but not less than $1,000. The system inadvertently spelled out $25 on the aforementioned leases, when in fact it should have spelled out $50 per acre and spelled out $500 on the aforementioned leases, when in fact it should have spelled out $1,000. These acts of corrections have been duly advertised and are on the docket for final approval as item numbers 13-4, 13-41, 13-40, 13-41, 13-42, 13-43, 13-44, and 13-45. Staff has determined it is in the best interest of the state to correct the leases mentioned above and recommends final approval.
Make a motion to approve, Sam.
Thank you very much. Do I hear? Thank you, Mr. Puget. Any comment from the public on the motion? Any board comment or question?
I just have a question. I guess the system has been fixed.
It has. It has never done this since the beginning of time, and this is way deep in the lease, so we never ever thought we would have to do it. Since that time, even though it is supposed to come out right, we have taken measures now to go to this canned language to make sure that the system doesn't act up on us again.
Any other question or observation or comment? Any public comment? Board further comment? Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you, sir. For the
item number five is a request by BHP Billiton Petroleum Properties for authority to negotiate with staff for an operating agreement covering concursus lands situated in sections 13 and 14, Township 14 North, Range 12 West, Red River Parish, Louisiana. These lands are also situated within the geographical confines of the HARASUCC and HARASUBB units. This has to do with a concursus action between Petro Hawk Operating Company versus Chesapeake, Louisiana, and Red River Parish, Louisiana, relating to the Albert and Servitude, Revised Statute 30:209, 4A3, and 4A4, fits this situation as statutory reasons for considering the granting of an operating agreement. Staff recommends that they be given authority to negotiate with BHP for an operating agreement on the aforementioned area, and that the acreage in question be deemed unavailable for leasing until February 12, 2014, or until an operating agreement is confected and placed on the Mineral Energy Board docket for approval, whichever occurs first.
Chair, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Mr. Lambert, thank you for your second. Any question from the public? Any question from the board? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Item number six is a request by Vernon E. Faulkner, Inc. for authority to negotiate with staff for an operating agreement covering lands under former state lease number 18803, which is known as Bayou Nespique, situated in sections 26, 35, and 36 of Township 4 South, Range 2 West, in Evangeline Parish, Louisiana. This unleased portion of Bayou Nespique is situated within the geographical confines of the UWX-RESUA. Also, they request that the acreage in question be deemed unavailable for leasing until February the 12th, 2012, or until an operating agreement is confected and placed on the Mineral and Energy Board docket for approval, whichever occurs first. Portions of Bayou Nespaquet that are situated in said unit are claimed by the state of Louisiana and the contiguous landowner, Pardee Minerals LLC, who is also asserting a claim to those portions of the bayou. Pardee leased this acreage in the late 1970s. Vernon E. Faulkner, Inc. has operated the unit since 1999 and paid royalties to Pardee on this acreage. Faulkner was unaware of the state's claimed interest in the bayou until it received a letter from our office and at such time suspended royalty payments to Pardee. Revised Statute 3209, 4A3 and 4A4 fits this situation as statutory reasons for consideration in the granting of an operating agreement. Staff recommends that they be given the authority to negotiate with Vernon E. Faulkner for an operating agreement on the aforementioned area and that the acreage in question be deemed unavailable for leasing until February the 12th, 2014, or until an operating agreement is confected and placed on the Mineral and Energy Board for approval, whichever occurs first.
Chair will entertain a motion on this one.
I'll make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Lambert, for the second. Public comment? Any board comment? I have an observation. We're going to get our money back all those years into the 70s?
I believe that negotiations with the approval to negotiate for an operating agreement, we're very optimistic.
Well, the lawyer's immune since he is protected after 3 years who checked the title. Somebody missed something.
That they did.
Thank you. Any further comments before we vote? Any objection to the motion? Motion carries. Thank you.
Item number 7 is a request by QEP Energy Company for an additional extension of time for previously granted authority to negotiate for an operating agreement covering 600 acres of title disputed lands located in sections 12, 13, and 14, Township 14 North, Range 12 West, in the Red River Parish, Louisiana, until January 8, 2014, or until an operating agreement is confected and placed on the Mineral and Energy Board docket for approval, whichever occurs first. This has been a very complex issue with disputed lands, wildlife and fisheries acreage, state-owned and private lands. We're getting close to agreeing to the terms with QEP and we'll begin writing descriptions for the various complicated situations involved. Revised Statute 30:209-4A4 fits this situation as statutory reason for considering the granting of an operating agreement. Staff recommends they be given the authority to continue negotiations with QEP for an operating agreement in the aforementioned area until January the 8th, 2014, or until an operating agreement is confected and placed on the Mineral and Energy Board docket for approval, whichever occurs first.
Can I make a motion?
Make a motion to substantial recommendation.
Second. Thank you, Mr. Bruyette. Any public comment? Any board comment? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Item number 8 is a request by staff for an additional 60-day extension to negotiate for an operating agreement covering approximately 80 acres of state-claimed acres situated within the Petro Hawk HARA-SUI, located in Section 19, Township 15 North, Range 10 West, that being in the Swan Lake Field, Bossier Parish, Louisiana, and that the acreage in question be deemed unavailable for leasing until January 8, 2014, or until an operating agreement is confected and placed on the Mineral and Energy Board docket for approval, whichever occurs first. Authority was granted to the staff at the July 10, 2013 Mineral and Energy Board meeting and extended an additional month at the October 9, 2013 meeting. Petro Hawk and the state has been in discussion regarding certain marketing and transportation fees pertaining to the natural gas produced from said unit. More time is needed for negotiations for the terms of the operating agreement. Staff does recommend that the two-month extension of time be granted until January 8, 2014, or until an operating agreement is confected and placed on the Mineral Energy Board docket for approval, whichever occurs first.
The Commissioner's substantial recommendation.
Thank you, sir. Second. Thank you, Mr. Brouillette. Any public comment on this matter? Board comment or question? Any objection by the board to the motion? Hear none, the motion carries. Thank you, sir.
The final two items, item 9 and 10, are to be taken up in executive session.
Commissioners, excuse me. Make a motion to go to executive session.
Second. Give me just 1 second.
Yes, sir.
Chair exercising personal privilege, I have distributed to all the board members this morning, and the record reflects that we had an interesting event here last month when we received the Attorney General's opinion on the state lease 240. And we know that there's been some visitation here by Mr. Crescionio and Mr. Biot. They wrote me a rude piece of email, and I have responded and filed with all the members of the board, and also filed with the board my courteous response to them. I have a thick skin after 50 years dealing with juries and judges and lawyers and et cetera. And it's not the kind of conduct that we conduct here. This is behind the scenes. They were discourteous to our Assistant Attorney General Seideman, which I take exception to. And I merely stated to them for the record in my reply, gentlemen, please delete my email. I do not expect to receive any further emails from you. I've always treated you with respect, utmost courtesy, and expect the same from each of you gentlemen. Sincerely, Tom Sanders. I want that as a matter of record. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sanders. So I think we need to vote for the executive session. So the motion is to go to executive session to discuss items 9 and 10.
Your vote. Any objection to going into executive session? Hearing none, we're in executive session. Good to see you. All your tardies is really smiling. Chair reconvenes the legal entitlement.
Make a motion to come out of executive session.
Okay, second.
Thank you. Ryan Seideman with the Louisiana Attorney General's Office. There were two items in executive session. Only one requires action by the board. I believe that was number 9. Is that right? The Poche combined Poche Petrohawk suits. We are in a settlement posture on those suits, and our office is recommending settlement on those suits. It is just one unit that is involved in the settlement, and I believe the offer that the board has authorized me to take back to all involved parties is that we will be given royalties attributable to 18 acres within that unit that is part of, or that is Rolling Lake Bayou within that unit, at 100% for those acres. And so I'm looking for authority from the board to propose the state's settlement in those combined cases on those terms, and that's it on that one.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Williams.
Thank you. Thank you. Item number 10 is the combination to Clayton Williams, Concosis Suits, and Cameron Parish. And in those, it was really an update and presenting to the board in executive session a counteroffer that's been made by the other defendants, the Clayton Williams party, the Carter-Butler parties in those suits, and just seeking authority from the board to make a counter to their counter offer, and I don't need a motion on it. Just wanted to pass the float the idea by the board, make sure we were on the same page, and my impression from executive session is that we are, so I will be presenting that follow-up counter offer to them in the next week or so. Thank you. Don't believe so. Thank you.
I'd like to call the docket committee to order. Ask the secretary to call the roll, please. Please call the roll.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold? Mr. Bayard?
Here.
Mr. Schultz?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Lambert?
Here.
Mr. Morton? Mr. Sanders?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have 8 members present and a quorum.
A quorum is present. Will the staff please present its recommendations to the committee?
Good morning.
More.
The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the November 13, 2013 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, State Agency Leases, please approve items number 1 through items number 3. For Category B, State Lease Transfers, please approve items number 1 through items 15. Item 16, approve, subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Please approve items number 17 through items number 26. Item number 27, withdraw at the request of the staff. Item 28, approve, subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Please approve items number 29 through items 31. For Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, State Agency Lease Transfers, there were no items submitted for this category. And for Category D, Advertised Proposals, please approve items number 1 through items 13, and this will complete the staff's recommendations to the Docket Review Committee.
Is there any comment by members of the committee? Any public comment? I request a motion to approve the staff's recommendation made by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Emile. Are there any objections? No objections. their staff recommendations adopted. I need a motion to adjourn the committee. Motion. Second. Any objection? Committee is adjourned.
Thank you.
The board meeting will convene at 11.
At this time, I'd like to call the regular board meeting to order. Could I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold? Mr. Burnett?
He's here.
He's present. Not
here now.
Mr. Sheets?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Lambert?
Here.
Mr. Morton? Mr. Sanders? Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Graves? Mr. Chairman, we have 8 members present in a quorum.
Great. Thank you very much. Thank you all for coming here today for our meeting. Item 2 is the approval of the October 9th, 2013 minutes. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
Move, Sanders.
I have a motion by Mr. Sanders for approval, second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment? Any comments by the board? If not, all in favor? All opposed, that motion carries. Item 3 is the adoption of the committee recommendations. A, the lease review committee. B, nomination and track committee. C, audit committee. D, legal and title controversy committee. And E, docket review committee. Do we have any questions or discussion on those committee recommendations?
Public.
We have a motion by Mr. Lambert to approve those committee recommendations. Second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, the motion carries. I'd like to say that Mr. Brewer is back. Item 4 is the executive session for technical briefing of the bids. Do we have a motion?
Move, Sanders.
I'm very ready. We have a motion by Mr. Sanders. We have a second by Mr. Brewer. Any comments? Any public comments? If not, all in favor? All opposed, motion carries. We are in executive session for our technical briefing. We'll be back.
Executive session.
Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders to come out of executive session. We're now back in regular session for our technical briefing. Mr. Victor Vaughn, I appoint you to present the bids to us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The first track, 4 brief, 575. We had 2 bids, a bid by Hale J. Anderson Incorporated and one bid by Success Energy LLC. Staff recommends accepting the bid of Hale J. Anderson Incorporated. The bid by Hale J. Anderson totally overlapped the bid by Success Energy. On track 43590, we had a bid by Duncan Oil Partners LLC. The staff recommends that this bid be rejected for improper bid form. On track 43642, we had a bid by Duncan Oil Partners LLC.
The staff recommends that this bid be rejected for improper bid form. And on 43644, the bid by Duncan Oil Partners LLC, the staff would recommend that this bid be rejected for improper bid form. As far as the bid by Duncan Oil that were rejected for improper bid, if the board so wishes, it may open the bidding on those tracks to the floor after we conclude the awarding of these leases. And as to the remaining tracks receiving bids, the staff recommends that those bids all be accepted.
All right. Considering what Mr. Vaughn has said about all the bids, do I have a motion to accept all of the bids that have been presented except for track number 43590, 43642, and 43644?
I make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold to accept all of those bids other than the ones that I stated, the three that I stated. We have a second by Mr. Sanders. Any comments or discussion, Mr. Lander? No? Any comments from the public?
Just to be clear, 43575 will be accepting the bid of Harold J. Anderson.
That's right.
And rejecting the bid of Success Energy. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right.
Thank you. That is correct, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Jude.
All right. If not, do I have a motion to approve those bids and award them as leases? Oh, yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. That motion carries. At this time, I'll put up... We have a motion to put in the bidding to the floor for...
Second, Sanders.
Track number 435... where are we at? 43590.
43642.
43644. And 43644 to open this bid to the floor.
Okay, we have a motion to open the following tracks up for bidding on the floor, 43590, 43642, and 43644. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Sanders, second.
Second by Mr. Sanders. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. All right, at this time... bid submitted on track 43590 has been rejected by the board from proper bid. This time I'd like to entertain a motion and second to offer track number 43590 for bidding. Having received a motion and second, track 43590 is now offered for bidding from the floor. Do I have any bids from the floor on track number 43590 containing...
158 acres.
Are there any bids on the floor for track number 43590?
Well, on that
one,
you said it was an entire,
it's
a portion.
Well, going once, going twice, bidding on track number 43590 is now closed. So I would assume that there's... No bids. We don't have anything to approve or recommend.
Advertise.
Or recommend.
Sanders.
Yes.
The bids, the property will be re-advertised for bids the next...
Oh, no, sir. This will be it once the bidding from floor was closed on 43590. It will not be re-advertised.
So if someone wants to have it advertised, they can request it.
Yes, sir. As they would any nomination.
All right. Right. Having received a motion to second on accepting a bid for this other track, track number 43642 is now offered for bidding from the floor. Do I have any bids on the floor for track number 43642 containing 2.11 acres?
Yes, I would. My name is Pat Theophilus.
Okay.
Theophilus Oil and Gas Land Services. I'm here on behalf of Duncan Oil Properties.
Okay.
And we would like to offer the state, excuse me, it was an entire bid for 3 years. It consisted of 2.11 acres. The cash payment was, the bonus was $639.33, or $303 per acre. Our rental was $320. Our royalty was 22.5%. And again, that's from tract 43642.
Okay. No additional consideration?
No, sir.
Okay. Are there any other bids from the floor on tract number 43642? Going once? Going twice? Bidding on tract number 43642 is now closed. What's the staff's recommendation on the bid received for tract number 43642?
Okay, Mr. Chairman, what was the price per acre on the bid?
I believe the price per acre was $303 per acre.
Okay. The staff would recommend that the bid from Duncan Long from here would be accepted.
All right. With that recommendation from the staff to approve this bid, do you have a motion?
Whoops. Question, yes. What's the royalty?
22.5%.
I don't believe that's been placed on record yet, had it?
Yes, I thought it did, but it's 22.5%.
Thank you.
Okay, do I have a motion? In a second, we have a motion by Mr. Arnold and a second by Mr. Sanders to accept the staff's recommendation on track for the bid on track number 43642. Any public comments? Any further questions from the board? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries and that bid is accepted as a award as a lease. Right. At this time, I'd like to, we have received a motion and a second for track number 43644. So track number 43644 is now offered for bidding from the floor. Do I have any bids on the floor on track number 43644 containing 20 acres?
Yes, sir, you do. Again, my name is Pat Theophilus, Theophilus Oil, Gas, and Land Services, representing on behalf of Duncan Oil Properties. We would offer the state, first of all, it was an entire bid on the nominated acres, which was 20 acres. We offer the state a cash payment of $6,060. Again, $6,060, or $303 per acre. Again, $303 per acre. Our rental is $3,030. $3,030. Our royalty is 22.5%.
Okay. Is it Duncan Oil Properties or Duncan Oil Partners?
Partners, I'm sorry.
LLC, okay.
Partners.
All right. No additional consideration?
No, sir.
Are there any other bids on the floor on track number 43644? Going once? Going twice? Bidding on track number 43644 is now closed. What's the staff's recommendation on the bid received for track number 43644?
The staff recommends that the bid by Duncan Oil Partners be accepted.
All right. Staff's recommending approval of that bid as the award as a lease. Do you have any questions from the members?
Yes. The stipulation that the money will be paid before the end of the day.
Okay.
To the mineral board.
Any other questions? Or discussion?
I'll make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Okay. Do we have any public comment? We have a motion by Mr. Arnold. I believe a second by Mr. Sanders. All in favor for approval?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. That the bid on 43644 is awarded and accepted. All right. No other bids?
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Item 6 is a review of the legislative audit report. So all of you know there was a legislative audit done recently, and I believe we will be given the results.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Each of the board members has a copy of the entire report in your packet, and we're just going to briefly go over the main points in the audit report, and we will answer any questions the board has.
Okay.
Slide one. There were, can you back up just one, Glenda? There were three findings in the report. The first finding pertained to the percentage of royalties that were audited. And the report stated that the percentage of royalties that were audited had steadily declined. Next slide, Glenda. And this is a chart that's in the report. You can see it better in your hard copy report. And as you can see, except for fiscal year 2012, the percentage of royalties that we audited has remained stable. It has not steadily declined. It did decline in 2012, and that was because we purposely included some small audits in that year. And that was due to, you probably remember, in 2010, we received another audit from the legislative auditors, and they recommended that we audit more small companies. Therefore, we tried to incorporate their recommendation into our audit plan, and it caused that percentage of royalty dollars audited to decline. So, what we're going to do in response to this audit and the prior one, we're going to resume our previous auditing methodology so that we audit the large companies, but we're also going to include small companies as they are cost beneficial and ensure each year that we meet our performance indicator. And I'd like to note that each year, except for fiscal year 2012, we did meet our performance indicator as stated in the state budget. A few other comments regarding the first finding. As I mentioned, a lot of small audits were added in fiscal year 2012. It did not work out quite so well, so we resumed our previous methodology. One of the comments in the report was that the percentage of preliminary findings had increased, or potentially underpaid royalties had decreased, rather. And we need to state that preliminary findings are subject to many revisions. It's not a very accurate measure of our performance, and our actual audit collections increased over that five-year period. In April 2012, the board passed a resolution mandating that all royalty payers who paid more than $25,000 in the prior fiscal year were required to report royalties online. That became effective October 25th, 2012. And it has a lot of error checking and other edit checks in the program that prevents errors that were cited in the report. Volume errors and miscellaneous errors cited in the report, and if they had audited our records after October 25th, the results would have been much different. Those kind of things are caught with online reporting. And they recommended that we resume doing volume audits. That was discontinued many years ago, and at the time they came in and started the audit, we were already in the planning and implementation phase of volume auditing. Volume audits began in January 2013, and it's going to continue. The second finding is regarding penalties assessed by the office and the board. The finding stated that OMR did not penalize all companies who made late royalty payments, and in addition, that the office and the board waived $5.8 million of the $12.8 million in penalties that were assessed. Next slide, Glenda. This is a chart that's also included in the report that shows the penalties assessed and the penalties waived by the board and by the office towards penalties waived. Just a few comments on that. Next slide. Revised Statute 3136 authorizes the board to waive partially or fully any penalties assessed by the office. Of the $5.9 million in penalties that were waived by the board in fiscal years 2008 through 2012, a total of $4.8 million of it, or 81%, were waived in accordance with the penalty waiver protocol that has been established and periodically reviewed by the board. Copies of the penalty waiver protocols are in your books. Basically, penalties assessed for late payment of royalty are based on how long the royalty has been outstanding, excuse me, and and that affects the amount of penalty waiver recommended by the staff. And penalties assessed for audits are on a point system for a number of things, such as did they resolve their findings, were they cooperative and helpful to the staff, did they provide documentation, and that's in the packet. There are no penalty waivers granted by the board that exceeded the amount established by the protocol. As you can see, the board does not go outside the penalty waiver protocol very often, 9 times in 5 fiscal years. In each of those times, it was for late payment of royalty, which was a voluntary reporting. It was not due to an audit. Each time, the audit penalty waiver protocol was followed by the board. Longstanding, OMR did not collect at least $1.7 million in royalty payments from companies that incorrectly deducted severance taxes from the minimum payments. Next slide. Timing is the primary reason for this finding. First of all, 96% of this $1.4 million was attributable to two companies, and this indicates that there wasn't a systemic problem here. It was basically two non-compliant companies, and due to the timing of the audit and our audits of these two companies, they found these things before our field auditors went out and looked for it. This is the kind of issues that field auditors look for and they normally find, and I auditor that auditors are actually one of the companies now. We want to point out that there's no prescription on the state's collection of any pay royalties. We can go back as far as we need to and collect anything that's due to us. And as soon as we found out about these exceptions in January, we notified the companies, and they have since paid over $1 million in additional royalties and another $366,000 in penalties and interest. And we'll answer any questions from the board.
Any questions or discussion from the board members?
With regard to the, I guess, the penalties that were waived and those things. Now, my understanding is in the law, any time that there is a late payment of royalty, we're required to issue the penalty regardless of the circumstances, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and so the board followed this penalty waiver policy, which had been approved and updated over time, to waive 81% of those policy of those royalties in accordance with the penalties in accordance with that policy.
That's correct, yes, sir.
Okay, and then the 9 times that was the case that it was waived outside of the policy, that was done due to extenuating circumstances. I know one of the meetings that I attended, I saw one of them that was waived where the company had actually made payment to the federal government and had later found this error on their own in their own audit and then was not reimbursed by the federal government but yet still paid us, and the board elected to waive that penalty. Is that correct?
That's correct. And also I'll point out that penalty waiver requests are never presented to the board until they have paid 100% of the interest. So any time the board considers a request, they've already paid the interest on the late royalty as well.
Okay. Additionally, there were a couple of other findings where the staff has now put into place computer solutions that will prevent those findings from occurring.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. All of those solutions are in place and functioning?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you.
How often are we audited by the auditor?
There is no set time period. It's at the auditor's discretion. In this case, it was 3 years in between audits.
I just want to clarify that this is for a performance audit, not a financial compliance.
Right, the financial audit is typically annually.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Is that why we don't see any? I'm looking for the auditor's opinion here. I don't see any opinion in here.
That's because it's a performance audit.
Typically, you would have a materiality component where the auditor would show you what this means, how important are these discrepancies, how important are these findings relative to the other activities.
Absolutely. And in fact, when you mentioned materiality, the bills that they cited as not being sent out totaled $2,300. And the auditors have sent those bills out, the money has been collected, and additional review procedures have been implemented to ensure that no
my bills are missed in the future. Although it was only a small amount of money, we're going to make sure we catch everything.
All right. Any other questions, discussion, any budget comment? All right. If not, I'd like to remind everyone that in their packet is a production report in the back of your binder, so if you want to take it home and review it later. Well, Mr. Schutz has an announcement.
Yes. I'd like to introduce the board to the members of the public who are here. Our new Undersecretary at the Department of Natural Resources, Ms. Beverly Hodges, who has joined the department roughly a month ago. You'll be working closely with her. She will be participating in these board meetings when I'm unable to attend. As you know, our previous Undersecretary, Mr. Bob Harper, retired and is leaving the agency. And so Ms. Hodges has replaced Mr. Harper and will be working closely with all of us here with the Mineral Board. So please welcome her.
Great. Welcome. Look forward to working with you. All right. Any other announcements?
Yes, sir. Actually, following on the heels of Mr. Schutz's announcement, I'd like to introduce to the board three new employees. We have Mr. Carl Russell. He is a liaison specialist. He started in our Petroleum Liaison Division last week. And Mr. Matthew Schroeder. Matthew is a geologist, and he started in our Geological and Engineering Division at Montfort Silica. And Ms. Melanie Schoenberg, and she's also a liaison specialist in our Petroleum Liaison Division. And we're very happy to have each of them on board.
Welcome.
Great. Well, welcome, all of you.
And the total for today's leasing is $2,695,978.78, which brings our fiscal year to date total to just over $11 million.
All right. Any other further announcements? If not, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Mr. Lambert, seconded by Mr. Smith. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We're adjourned. We'll see you next month in December.